We're living in an age of shrinking national monuments, mass species extinction, and climate change denial. That's got one ex-Silicon Valley entrepreneur on a mission. He's trying to build the next Yellowstone, using money from some of the wealthiest people in the world. With support from the Pulitzer Center, Nate Hedgie of our Mountain West News Bureau reports in the first of our five-part series on American Prairie Reserve.
This is going to be a new kind of national park, one that's privately funded and about the size of Connecticut.
It's going to take a lot of money.
That's Reserve founder Sean Garrity, and he says the federal government doesn't have the political will to build something like this.
We realized private philanthropy, unfortunately, is a way to go.
For the past 18 years, Garrity and his team have flown all over the world trying to squeeze money from some of the wealthiest people on Earth.
What's your condensed sales pitch if I was a, let's say I'm a multimillionaire?
Are you? It goes better when you really are.
Yeah, really? Well, you know public radio. I make a lot of money.
Well, if we were just walking around out here where there's no other people and I run into somebody and they're a multimillionaire and they say, where am I and what is this thing? I'd say, well, you happen upon one of the most amazing conservation projects going on anywhere in the world.
A proposed 3.2 million acre wildlife preserve in Montana's northern Great Plains. We're standing in the heart of it right now. It looks like a miniature Grand Canyon.
What you're seeing here is incredible beauty with the Missouri River out in front of us here and those beautiful cliffs and the raking light coming across in the afternoon here.
It's a beautiful sight. But what's missing are most of the animals that used to live in the Great Plains before they were killed off by white settlers and the U.S. government. Garrity plans to help bring those animals back. The wolves, the grizzly bears, and thousands of genetically pure wild bison.
Over here would be some elk. Over here would be bison. Little on the riverbanks would be a mama grizzly bear with two or three little cubs walking along in the mud there.
Right now, the reserve either owns or has grazing leases on about 400,000 acres of land. But they need a lot more. So Garrity tells potential donors that his project is a solid investment, a massive wildlife preserve that's free to the public and that isn't created by an act of Congress. Instead, it's built
through philanthropic dollars without tapping government money or raising taxes to do it and make it open to yourself and your friends and your family to come and enjoy it.
This sales pitch has worked over and over. Some of the most prominent donors to American Prairie include a German billionaire, a handful of New York City-based investment bankers, and heirs to the Mars Candy Company. But critics, like political science professor Rob Riche, say that big money comes with baggage.
The structure of global capitalism, which they had a role in upholding, is partly responsible for the degradation of the environment.
Riche is the director of the Center on Philanthropy and Civil Society at Stanford University. And he points to a couple of the reserve's major donors. As top executives in the finance industry, they help steer major investments in oil, gas, and coal. So Riche says it's kind of hypocritical for these people to give money to help the environment while making money by hurting it.
The idea of taking that pile of wealth and setting oneself up as a philanthropist and engaging in a whole bunch of do-gooding projects and getting the social standing of being a donor and reaping the social rewards of philanthropy is at some odds with the initial act of the money-making.
For his part, American Prairie founder Sean Garrity says the reserve can't afford to be too picky about where it gets its cash. Plus, he points out, everyone plays a part in climate change.
The person that is on the board of directors of an oil company is no more evil than the person who ravenously consumes the product.
Garrity points a finger at me. I drove more than 2,000 miles in a 99 Toyota Tacoma to talk to him and see the reserve for myself. The way he sees it,
the person who puts the gas in their car or uses the coal in their house to heat, or the person who gets on a non-essential jet trip to take a vacation or go to a wedding or something like that, is the person actually creating the business and encouraging the oil companies to keep on doing what they're doing.
Garrity says that would mean cutting almost everyone out, and American Prairie would lose all of its donors, including regular folks who only give $25 or $50 a year. He says that would doom the project and the chances of saving one of the world's last remaining grasslands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.